listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about somebody who actually touched Jesus, and something amazing happened when she did. I'm going to read to you from Mark chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, where we read this. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." The law of Moses said that a woman in her condition made people and things unclean simply by a touch. Those people could only be made clean again through a special purification ceremony. And since the woman's condition never got better, she never became clean, at least ceremonially, herself. But when this woman reached out to touch Jesus, she would make this prophet, this miracle worker, the Messiah himself, unclean. At least many people would think so. But she touched Jesus with more than her hand. She touched him with her faith. She knew, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Now, let me ask you a question. Was this woman correct in thinking that she could be healed by touching the border of Jesus' garment? We have no scriptural evidence that Jesus healed anybody this way before or after this. Even though her faith had elements of what I would call error and even superstition, nevertheless, she believed in the healing power of Jesus, and the border of Jesus' garment served as a point of contact for her faith. You see, her faith was in Jesus, and the object of faith is much more important than the quality of faith. But Mark, in his account here in chapter 5, makes it clear. When she touched Jesus, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up. According to the thinking of the day, when this unclean woman touched Jesus, it would make him unclean. But because of Jesus' nature and the power of God, when she touched his garment, Jesus wasn't made unclean. The woman was made whole. When we come to Jesus with our sin and lay it upon him, it doesn't make Jesus a sinner, but it makes us clean. Now, when the woman was healed, Jesus felt it. He asked who touched him, and the disciples were amazed that Jesus could ask this question considering the crowds that were pressing in upon him. But the disciples didn't understand the difference between casual contact with Jesus and reaching out to touch him in faith. We can imagine someone who, because of the press of the crowd, bumped up against Jesus. When the woman's miracle was revealed, they might say, "Well, listen, I bumped into Jesus, I touched him, yet I wasn't healed." But there's a big difference between bumping into Jesus and reaching out to touch him in faith. You know, you can come to church week after week and bump into Jesus, so to speak. But that isn't the same as reaching out to touch him in faith. Charles Spurgeon wrote this: "It is not every contact with Christ that saves men. It is the arousing of yourself to come near to him, the determinate, personal, resolute, believing touch of Jesus Christ which saves." Friends, Jesus can tell the difference between the jostling of a crowd and the heartfelt touch of a needy soul. You may bump into Jesus all the time, but have you really reached out to touch him in faith? So today, reach out to Jesus in real faith beyond just casual contact you might have with him. You can put your trust in him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.